I thought in year one we learned how to compete. And when I went into Oakland, obviously a great opportunity with a team I grew up loving, but we learned how to compete in year one. Year two, I thought we learned how to finish games and win. And for us in year three, it's about building on the foundation that we've established and understanding that we're just getting started. We've got a long way to go, a lot of work to do. Certainly being here at the Combine kind of kicks off the new year. You start looking at some of these players that are going to be in the draft and you start thinking about how you're going to put your team together. And so very important time to be here. So happy to see you all. Made a couple changes to the staff this year. We're able to elevate from within on offense, and Todd Downing is our new offensive coordinator. We're really excited about what Todd brings, and the system will remain the same. Some minor tweaks, of course, which occur every year, but really feel like he's a great young talent, and he's done a great job with our quarterback. So we elevated from within on offense, and then defensively we brought in John Pagano, who's got a lot of history in the league, a lot of experience, very bright communicator, excellent football coach, comes from a great family. And so we're happy to have him, and feel like, those two additions, really the staff, other than that, remains intact, and we're very pleased with the staff we have. I think we have a very good teaching, coaching staff. So those are a couple things that came up. The other point I wanted to hit on is, very appreciative of Mark Davis tearing up my contract and giving me a new 4-year deal. And, that was just more of MD following through and being a man of his word. And when we talked about the vision that I had for the franchise and the possibility of me joining him as his head coach, there were several things that I laid out that I thought were imperative. And, facility upgrades and things like this. And he's been very, very generous and supportive for Reggie and I to be unified as we are and go out and acquire the players we need and provide them in the kind of performance center and work environment for a first-class organization. So we've done all those things, and that's a credit to MD. And then, one of those things was I bet on me on the contract. It wasn't a very good contract to start with, but it was an opportunity, and I bet on our ability to get this thing turned around, and I feel like we have. And, again, he was a man of his word, and he stepped up and tore up that deal and gave me a new one.
You knew you were signing a bad deal when you signed it?
I knew I was signing a deal that was less than maybe what a guy with 9 years of head coaching experience would deserve. But there's one thing about I would say throughout life, many moments where you find the ability to humble yourself and just keep your head down and keep working hard, then that side of it usually takes care of itself. To me, it's about being involved in something that you have passion for and putting forth the energy and the effort and not being about the money. I think in the end, the money comes. But the reason I coach, I love to impact young men. I love to teach and inspire and motivate and, help them be their best as players and even off the field. So I love what I do, and so it made it a no-brainer for me.
Chad, was part of that conversation you had with him, as soon as we make the playoffs, they get a new contract?
No, it didn't quite go like that. But it was more like, when you do the things I know you're going to do, then we'll take care of the contract. And so when it came to, signing free agents over the last couple of years, when it came to doing the facility upgrades, when it came to that, it's just he's been a man of his word, throughout the whole process. And so, anyway, we have turned this thing around now, and now we need to recognize that we're just getting started. We have so much work to do. We have, a really solid nucleus of young talent, and we need to continue to grow that talent, that base of talent, and continue to develop it.
Or what's the approach as you guys had in the
I I think you know, Reggie and I, you know, look at it, look at our roster, know our roster best, know that first, and then decide how we want to piece it together, what we can get done in the draft, what we can get done in free agency, and put together a plan. And that's how we've done it the last couple of years, and I imagine we'll do it exactly the same way this year.
Coach, what did two young running backs show you this year, Washington?
Yeah, did a great job. Obviously, we took Washington, DeAndre, in the fifth round. He's got great burst and vision. And we're happy to have him. Thought he had a solid year. Jalen Richard comes out of nowhere, undrafted, and comes in with a tryout, takes full advantage of the tryout, gets himself into camp, and just kept making plays and kept standing out. And so it's a great story. We had several undrafteds make it last year. And, yeah, I'm just really proud of Jalen. Really, both those young men are good football players. Yeah, I mean, we'll just see. That's always a fluid situation. You know, we're not closing the door on anybody. I think, you know, there are a lot of players on our roster. Love to have them all back. You know, it doesn't always work that way. So I think, you know, we'll work through it the best we can. Try and remain in contact with all of our players, and retain those we can. But I wouldn't close the door prematurely on anybody.
Well, Coach, speaking of Latavius, what was your, I guess, your 2016 kind of year in review on the guy? What did you see out of him? What's your evaluation of him?
Well, I don't typically sit here. First of all, I like him. I like him a lot. But I'm not going to sit here and go through and give you an evaluation of our roster, he or anybody else. Just say, you know, we'd like to keep all of our roster and add to it. So, you know, we'll do the best we can in that regard.
Coach, what makes Reggie McKenzie a good person?
You know, I think the biggest thing, I think he's very consistent. He's a good listener. And he values the opinions of his scouts and the coaches that work hard to, you know, to form an opinion. So, I think that's an important piece, and he does that well. Well, Kelechi, he definitely made his mark on our team. You know, he's a real physical blocker, and so that mentality in the trenches, you know, is something that we covet, and he brings it. I mean, he's super aggressive. Yeah, he's doing well. We still have a couple months before we crank it up. So, yeah, I mean, he's in good spirits. He's, you know, everything that I've seen and heard is, you know, on track or even ahead of schedule. And we expect a complete recovery and no issues.
Is there a takeaway you got from the way this is
happening? Yeah, don't lose your quarterback. That's right. Don't lose your quarterback. You know. Don't want that to happen. No, I feel like, you know, in all honesty, I think, you know, regardless if you lose your quarterback, to me, there's still a way to get it done. It just became a lot harder, but there's still a way. And so there was no concession, and there never will be. You know, our approach is always going to be to next man up, and let's go compete. And, you know, honestly, we finished the year, I was disappointed because you know, in my opinion, what we need to be about is, hey, let's rally. Let's rally around. Let's find a way. And let's go get it done no matter what. And we weren't able to do that. So that'll be, you know, part of what we'll do this year going in is attack that and understand, hey, there's not any one person that's more important than the team. Obviously, we want all our studs, want all our good players. But if somebody's missing, we have to fill in. And we have to, you know, we have to run the ball better. We have to play better defense. You know, we have to do certain things to help offset, in that particular case, the quarterback. Well, a lot of times people will assume because a guy can run fast straight that he can cover. I think there's a difference between covering people, being able to cut, change direction, move, flip your hips, accelerate, burst. That's different than just lining up and running in a straight line. So it's not a linear game. You're not just going to play straight ahead. Typically, those guys are pretty good on special teams. They can just fly down the field in straight line. But, you know, you're going to need guys that can move. So at the same time, we like size. And so size and speed and the ability to move and smart, and we just keep going. There are a lot of things you're looking for, but, you know, part of what we'll do is get a good feel for the young men that are coming out this year and try and decide what makes sense for us. Yeah. Well, you know, Christian McCaffrey is, first of all, an amazing young man. He and my son Luke played together at Valor Christian before he went on to Stanford. And so I've seen Christian. And I heard the people question whether he'd be able to, you know, go from the high school level to the college level. He tore it up. And now the questions will come out, can he go from the college game to the pro game? And I think you're going to see the same thing. This guy is a great football player, and I think he will have an impact in this league. And so it's a great family, you know, Lisa and Ed, and really happy for them and their kids.
Two more questions. Coach, is your backup quarterback on roster?
Yes. It's possible. I think for us, we want to develop Connor Cook first as our backup quarterback. He's a guy we know we have right now. There's always competition in this league. I wouldn't close the door there either and say that we wouldn't make it competitive for him. But, yeah, I mean, he did a pretty solid job developing throughout the year. And I thought Todd did a great job of that. I mean, even though you'll just look at the numbers and say, what do you mean? We saw development throughout the year, maturity, the way he prepares, the way he conducts himself, all the little nuances of playing the position. And so there was growth throughout the year. So we want to continue to develop, continue to grow him. And we always have our eyes open, and we'll consider other, you know, possible talents.
When you get ready to go back to Mexico City for the second straight year, what did you learn from that experience?
Well, quite a bit. We had a good post-op review as well. We're not going to share any of that with you or with Coach Belichick. We love the experience going down and playing in that environment. It was a great environment, and you know, look forward to going down again. I would love it if somehow, you know, Commissioner can make sure that every other year maybe we have it as a road game and not always a home game for us. Don't really look forward to playing 9 road games and 7 home games. So other than that, though, it was a tremendous experience, and look forward to going down there and embracing it.
Thank you.
Thank you.